This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 122. Five answers to your five IELTS questions. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our seven easy steps to a seven or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy episode, we choose five questions directly from our listeners, and we give you the best answers we can.
This is your last chance to sign up for our webinar. The webinar is happening tomorrow, Wednesday, September 23rd at 5 p.m. Boston, New York time. We will show you two tricks to instantly increase your speaking score on the IELTS exam. Sign up at allearsenglish.com/NEW. Spots are filling up quickly, guys, so go there now and claim your spot. allearsenglish.com/NEW. Hey, Jessica, how are you doing today out in Portland?
Hey, Lindsay. I am doing very well. I think we should explain to our listeners why we sound a bit giddy right now. We're a bit giggly.
Giddy is a good word. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because we just made a mistake. Everyone makes mistakes, guys. You should feel inspiration by knowing that we also make mistakes.
I think it's funny because we never go back in the recording, or this show is not like, you know, edited all the mistakes out and stuff like that. Mm-mm. Like, we just talk to you guys for real. Like, this is really what we're saying, you know?
Real talk.
Yeah. So the connection, not perfection, right?
Exactly. We firmly believe in that, you know? And I think it's a good way to live and a good way to prepare for IELTS.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of our listeners have been connecting with us and sending us really good questions lately.
Yeah. So today we're going to go rapid fire and I'm going to ask Jessica a bunch of questions, and then she's going to come right back at me and our listeners with the answer. So are you ready for question one, Jessica?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready? Ready? Okay. Here it comes. So, you know, I think a lot of our listeners are going to feel that they're in this same position. For example, if one of our listeners got a 5.5 as a band score, and he or she just doesn't know what to do, right? The government has given the person a scholarship, for example, and they need to get a 7. What should they do? Can you give this person any suggestions or motivation?
We get questions like this all the time. That's why we chose this listener question. You need to prepare, right? Yeah. You need to look. We just did an episode about choosing a course. You guys need to choose an IELTS course. You cannot do this all on your own, especially if you need a 7.
Oh my gosh, sheesh.
Like, there's a lot of practice and skills that you need to acquire in order to hit that goal. So listen to our latest episode about how to choose a course and how to prepare. Oh, and we have the 7 steps for how to prepare for the test. So check that out.
That's a good one. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. And that is a free download, and we'll get you on the right track. We'll give you a couple of free lessons to show you what you need to do. And then we'll give you more information about how to work with us.
Yeah. So basically, guys, if you're stuck at a score, and you need to improve it, well, you need to seek help. Okay. You need to find a teacher or find a course that can help you improve.
Yeah, you got it. It's that simple, guys. Invest in your success. Believe that you can succeed. And when you invest, you make a commitment right there with your time and your heart. And that's the important thing. Yeah. Here we go, Jessica.
Wow, that was a passionate, yeah.
I know. That sounded scary. Well, I do feel passionate about IELTS. Awesome. Here's question two. Are you ready? Drum roll. Here we go. Jessica, What should I do if I don't have time to proofread? I'm guessing this is a question about my writing test.
Yeah. Well, you know, if that happens on test day, there's nothing you could do. If you run out of time, you run out of time. But you need to make sure that that doesn't happen because as we've said, you need to proofread in order to raise your grammar and vocabulary scores. Okay. It's necessary to get the highest score. So that means you have to practice ahead of time. You need to get used to the feeling of being timed. So I think a good guideline is 2 weeks before the exam, you need to start sitting down 3 or 4 times a week for the hour that you are given on the test and write out the 2 essays. Time yourself, okay? Keep your phone next to you. Time yourself. So for task 2, for example, allow yourself 5 minutes to brainstorm, 30 minutes to write the essay, and 5 minutes to plan, okay? You need to practice that timing so then when you do get to test day, you have the 5 minutes at the end to proofread.
Yeah. I like the idea that the proofreading should be kind of baked into the strategy that you're working from, right? It all goes back to strategies.
Exactly. Exactly. You need to follow these systems that people are hopefully teaching you. So that way, when you do get to test day, you know what to do. I think, you know, some of this scoring poorly thing is because you haven't, had the right advice and you haven't had the real test practice you need before test day. So when you get there, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I like that. So make sure you're taking the time to proofread and you know how to do it. Thank you for that answer, Jessica. Here comes number 3. Are you ready?
Yes. Brr,
drum roll. Okay. So a lot of people want to take the IELTS for immigration. I hear Canada is a hot destination these days. Have you noticed that, Jessica? A lot of people are looking to go to Canada.
Hot. It's kind of cold. I mean, hot.
I'm just kidding. It is cold.
Yeah, no, so funny. I've had native speakers taking the test that are immigrating to Canada or, you know, Australia or the UK. So this definitely happens. Yeah.
Yeah. And so people who want to do this need to get a 7 most of the time if they're trying to immigrate. So this listener was confused about whether or not they should take the academic or the general. And someone told this listener that the academic test is actually easier. So let's help our listener out. Which one is easier and how do we know which one to take? I mean, this is confusing.
That's crazy. I've never heard somebody say that the academic is easier before. Yeah, that's nuts. So, well, you know, you need to look at your goals and what are these goals requirements, right? So immigration, you probably need the general, pretty sure.
Yeah.
University, probably need the academic. So first of all, like that's on you. You need to figure that out. And second of all, the academic is harder. Of course it's harder. Okay.
Yeah.
The general training has easier reading passages, same question types. Okay. So same strategies, but the reading passages are a little bit easier. Level wise, it's general, right?
Yeah.
So it's the general level. And then the writing task 2 question is also a little bit easier. So yeah, general is definitely easier, not easy, but easier than the academic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't waste your time thinking about which one is easier, which one is harder, guys. Just find out which one you need to take. Again, we're guessing it's general here and just go for it. Just don't look back, right? It's just as we've said, don't go between the TOEFL and the IELTS. Choose one, commit to it, learn a system and move forward and get the score you need and move on. Right, Jessica?
Yeah. All this time wasted just like gossiping, you know, about the test. You're not improving anything and you're hurting yourself and your scores. So just, commit to a system and just work at it.
Yeah. And we understand why the gossip happens, right? I know when I'm nervous about something, a big event, I want to talk about it. I want to be with my peers and have conversations with them about it, but it's not going to get me to my goal talking about it or worrying about it. I would rather spend that time preparing. So guys, we're giving you some tough love today, but we're telling it like it is.
Like an example just came to mind of it just in Portland, just, you know, where I live, there are 2 IELTS test centers. And test takers are like gossiping all the time about like which test center is easier and which, like,
what?
The test is exactly the same all over the world, everywhere you go. I mean, it's just, it's silly.
Yeah. Only worry about the things that are in your control, right? And exactly. That is your level of preparation, your dedication. So let's go on and dedicate ourselves to number four, I think it is. Drum roll. Jessica, one of our listeners has been misinformed. Actually, this is one of the students in our course. And mm-hmm. we're especially concerned about this, that another teacher has told this student that she needs to answer all questions on the card in speaking part two.
Yeah.
Is that true or is that a rumor?
That is a vicious lie. If you have a teacher that knows about IELTS, they would never say this. Okay. I mean, I used to teach at a school that was only about IELTS test prep, and all the teachers there knew very well about the test, and none of them would say this. Okay. Yeah. Any teacher worth their salt as far as IELTS goes knows that this is false. Okay. Mm. So that's a good way to evaluate if you should trust this teacher or not. So those bullet points on the task two card, you do not need to talk about those. Okay. Those are only there to give you ideas. The examiner doesn't even look at those bullet points, okay? Because they're not important. All you need to do is look at the topic that says describe blah, 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 describe an event, describe a person, describe an object, and talk about that for 2 minutes. You can look at the bullet points so you can think of ideas for sure, but that mm-hmm. doesn't factor into your grade.
If you are completely confused by all of the free information available online about the IELTS exam, you need our checklist, the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN and make the process simple now. See you there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So there are major rumors flying around the world, Jessica, about IELTS, and it's concerning. It's concerning.
I wish people would just, you know, just listen to us, and just do what we say, and then you'll be fine.
That's it. And, you know, Jessica, in our course, we do offer a guarantee, but guys, we can't guarantee that your score will increase if you learn our strategies and then you go and confuse yourself by working with another teacher who tells you that our strategies are incorrect or gives you another strategy and confuses you. Guys, so this is about dedicating yourself to one system. Do your background research on the person who created your course, understand their experience in the field, and decide to follow their system. Do not confuse yourself with other systems.
Exactly. And this, you know, this goes back to what you said before. Like, choose a path and commit to it. There are, you know, if you have one goal, I'm sure there are 3 or 4 different paths in order mm-hmm. to get there, right?
Sure.
But if you try and do all of the paths at the same time, that's impossible. You just need to choose one path to there. They'll all get you there. You just need to choose one and follow it.
No, that's it. It doesn't have to be our path, guys, but choose a path where you know that teacher has the background and follow it. Stick to it. Believe in it.
Exactly. Have you ever used the word stick-to-itiveness?
Stick-to-itiveness. I love that.
I love that word. And I don't say it enough. Guys, if you use this on the test, I think the examiner would chuckle and like you. Stick-to-itiveness. Just the ability to stick to something. I love that word.
Oh, okay. I love it. And we could talk about that all day and we could do another episode on that. I actually love that topic. It kind of falls into the realm of personal development and creating your own path, but we won't get off track here. Here we go. Number five. Okay, Jessica, let's imagine this scenario.
I've
prepared as much as I possibly can, right? I've been through a course. I've learned the strategies and mm-hmm. the systems, but now it's the morning. It's the week of the test and I'm feeling nervous. What can I do?
Of course. You need some methods. You need some relaxation strategies to help you. Okay. Because ahead of time, you need to plan for this. You know that you're going to be nervous the week before the test. You know you're going to be nervous on test day. So don't wait until that point to try and deal with it. You know, because you can't, you're nervous. So ahead of time, you need to plan. One of my favorite things about our course is we created this test day plan that tells you exactly how to prepare to release the anxiety so you don't have to worry about it. We did it for you. We prepared for you. It's a step-by-step guide about how to reduce your anxiety, how to not be nervous, how to approach the test with confidence on test day. What should you do before the test? What should you do during lunch? What should you do right before the speaking test to increase your confidence and decrease your stress? We have the methods, guys, and it goes, you know, it stretches from breathing techniques, right? Mm-hmm. To, how you should handle your lunch hour. I mean, we've thought about it all. And so you don't have to. Okay. Yeah. But basically, guys, you need to plan ahead of time so you know what to do in the situation. Okay.
Exactly.
Do you meditate? Do you breathe? Do you listen to music? Mm-hmm. How do you handle it?
Exactly. And I love the expression that you used before, Jessica. Any course worth its salt should have any good course, in other words, should address anxiety in one way or another, whether it's in a module where you do get a strategy, a three-step strategy, or whether it's just in a series of tips. But courses need to, you know, these companies need to understand that anxiety is real, right? You guys are going to face anxiety. So it needs to be in your course.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you look at what you do to get a good grade on a test, right? You need to know the test. Yeah. You need to practice. Yeah. You need to improve your English skills. Yep. But what if you get super nervous on test day and all of that goes out the window, right?
Yeah,
so this is another skill you need to do well. The skill of being confident, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really funny. We don't get this question as much directly about how to reduce anxiety, but a lot of our listeners do say they're very anxious, but there are actionable things, you know, and it could be a cultural thing, Jessica, that in certain cultures, it's not accessible to think about anxiety and take actionable steps on how to reduce it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never thought about it that way. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really interesting. But guys, you know, there are ways to, there are actionable things that you can do to reduce that anxiety. It's not just something you have to deal with and accept. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So don't be afraid to admit that you are nervous and you feel worried. Of course you do. I mean, this is a huge test. And like Lindsay says, your goals are on the other side. Your dreams are on the other side. So, you know, just realize it's a thing. It exists and it's something you need to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. Well said. I like it. I like it. So that is the end of our Q&A session today, Jessica. Woo-hoo! That was fun. A different format. So if you guys liked this format, let us know. Drop me an email at lindsay@allearsenglish.com and let me know what you thought about today's episode.
Yeah, that was awesome. I think we should do this again. I
like it. We can make sure we get in a bunch of questions, you know, in different episodes. And it's been fun, Jessica. So I will see you next time. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, my pleasure. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.